You've been listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, radio of the Shuswap, for the Shuswap, and about the Shuswap. Produced by volunteers from the Shuswap. Streaming live at voiceoftheshuswap.ca. Community radio is supported by you, our listeners, via memberships, sponsorships, and your generous donations. Go to our website, voiceoftheshuswap.ca, or phone us at 250-463-5026 to find out how you can help us keep the music playing. Membership's only $20 a year. Join us and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week's edition of Live in the Shuswap is brought to you by Standard Time, a jazz quintet that is never late. Before the break, Donnie Clark and his friends were doing a bit of Bobby Timmons' Moanin', but they've recovered now. And up next, they're going to take a stroll down Broadway. First, though, I asked Donnie about touring Europe.
You mentioned during the show that you did a lot of touring in Europe in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
What's some of the acts you toured with?
I toured with one band. It was one band, and it was called the New Orleans Connection.
Okay.
With Tommy Banks,
okay,
our piano player.
Yeah.
We had Jerry Fuller from Toronto, a drummer.
Yeah.
It was. We were playing sort of New Orleans style music, but in a really respectful jazz.
Right.
We did concerts and we played the Tone Holler in Dusseldorf, which is like Carnegie Hall. Eh?
Right.
Small audience, but we still got to play there.
Small audience, a big room.
In a beautiful, beautiful room. Yeah. Yeah, we played jazz clubs, we played concert halls, and all kinds of different venues, you know. Mostly in Germany and Switzerland and Czech Republic. We went to Budapest. We recorded the band with the symphony orchestra in Budapest. Yeah, and we had a symphony program, too.
Any other high points from that era?
I went to Berlin for a couple of days, about a year after the wall came down, and that was, I had a couple of days off, so I went to Berlin and I got a chance to look around. And
how did that feel?
It was funny, it was strange, because I got really frightened when I was supposed to get my, which I did get my train from what used to be East Berlin, now it was just Berlin.
Yeah.
They were really fixing the infrastructure a lot, joining all the rail lines and all that. But the train left at midnight, and so I got out there a good hour ahead of time and to the train station. It was dark, and I decided to take a walk. And there's the wall, the Berlin Wall, right there where the train station was. And so I went for a walk and. I walked for about 5 minutes, and I got really nervous because there was nobody, not a person anywhere. I really got frightened because you never know, in a strange city, you know, what's going to happen. So that was pretty exciting. And I like to go to, I heard that lots of symphony orchestras, and went to instrument museums and heard lots of chamber concerts and jazz concerts. But we played most nights, but the odd time we had a couple of days off, and I'd like to take a side trip somewhere.
This next tune is an old standard that I first played in a band that I played in Vancouver, which was it was a fun group. It was five trombones and rhythm section. It was the only way you could get five trombone players working on one night, was to make your own band. The bass player in the band, his name was Paul Rulin, who was a great bass player and a great composer and arranger, and he wrote a number of charts for that group, and one of the charts was an arrangement of this old tune called Broadway, not on Broadway, not the George Benson Broadway, but just Broadway, and it's a really swinging, great, great old tune. Hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you.
That's it for this week. I'm Richard Sevigny, thanking you for tuning in and supporting Community Radio. Be sure to come back to this time slot next week for more Live in the Shoe Swap. And now, I think it's fitting that Donnie Clark has the last word.
Richard, I want to thank you for letting me respond to your most interesting questions. And it was a joy coming and playing with the boys here tonight. Sam and Arms always been very nice to me.
Yeah, that was definitely a good vibe in the air tonight.
It's pretty nice. Yeah, it's a nice vibe. It really is.